Anthropic says its new model hardware standard can cut scientific experiment timelines from weeks down to days. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. This show curates stories from online communities and is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 28th, 2026. That claim about compressing lab work is the thread that ties much of today's episode together. Tiny humanoid robots are leaving the factory line faster than you might expect. A pollen robotics engineer says the new MicroDuck is selling at roughly one unit every 5 seconds. The kicker? It's an affordable, open-source biped with a working sim-to-real pipeline, which means hobbyists and students can train reinforcement learning behaviors on actual hardware rather than just in simulation. Watch for a sudden spike in grassroots robot behaviors and education projects. An open-source project called OpenClaw went viral recently, and the volunteer maintainers are now scrambling to scale, secure, and fund the project. When small teams hit sudden popularity, problems pile up quickly, missing docs, dependency vulnerabilities, and supply chain risks. So the core issue isn't the code that's exciting people, it's whether the maintainers get the resources to harden it. Keep an eye on whether outside audits or corporate sponsorships step in, otherwise users could adopt software with risky defaults.
A discussion in the agents community boiled down to this: you shouldn't judge an autonomous system on a single score. Practical metrics people actually use include task success or completion rate, cumulative return in reinforcement learning, latency and compute cost, human evaluation or user satisfaction, and safety measures like the frequency of harmful failures or observed reward hacking. The practical take? Quantitative benchmarks buy you a baseline, but teams need human-facing metrics and continuous monitoring to know an agent is fit for production. Anthropic's model hardware standard is a practical, ambitious move. It's not just a paper spec, according to the announcement, and the headline claim is simple. Give models a consistent way to talk to and control lab instruments, so workflows that once took weeks can be run in days. Think of it as a vendor-neutral adapter layer, so a model can reliably send commands to a pipetting robot, read a microscope image, and make measurement-driven decisions without a custom integration for each device. That interoperability reduces friction, and the immediate upside is faster iteration. Run an experiment, analyze results, tweak parameters, run again, in a single workday instead of a multi-week slog.
But the technical design choices matter and aren't fully spelled out in the public note. If the standard is truly open and low level, you get broad compatibility and community tools. If it's gated by certification, it may centralize control and slow uptake. The community reaction in the Singularity threads split predictably. Many people cheered the productivity boost, while others flagged biosecurity and reproducibility issues. One common paraphrase from the discussion was that making it trivially easy to automate lab work can be a double-edged sword. Those are not rhetorical worries. Automated lab control changes the unit of risk. Instead of a slow manual mistake, you can have a fast, replicated pipeline that propagates errors, or worse, automates harmful procedures at scale. So what's needed beyond a technical spec? Access controls, fine-grained audit logs, signed command chains, and safety sandboxes that prevent certain classes of experiments from executing without human review. There's also a governance question. Who certifies devices and audits tool chains? Anthropic frames the standard as an interoperable foundation, which is promising, but the details on signed attestations, identity, and rate limiting will determine whether this accelerates benign discovery or amplifies misuse risk. My take, if companies and labs treat this like a software stack and ignore hardware attestations and auditability, they will get speed at the cost of systemic safety. If they treat it like industrial control, rigorous identity, attestations, and human-in-the-loop gating, it can be an enormous force multiplier for research productivity.
There's a second linked development that's worth pausing on. The MicroDuck story we just mentioned in the quick reads. That robot bundle, affordable hardware,
an open sim-to-real pipeline, and easy access for thousands of hobbyists, pushes the same theme from bench benches to walking machines. When you lower the cost of real-world interaction, you get real communities training real behaviors. That democratization accelerates innovation, but it also raises the same governance trade-offs at a different scale. Who monitors thousands of independent experiments running on physical robots, and how do you ensure safe defaults? Those are the practical concerns. Now for something a little more conceptual, the Frontier Math announcement. A group working with tools identified as an internal Anthropic model, alongside researchers Levent Alpoge and Ava Howell, has posted an elliptic curve over the rationals with rank at least 30, and a follow-up with rank at least 31. They published a Weierstrass equation plus 30 independent rational x-coordinates for the first curve. That concrete evidence is mechanically checkable, and that's the key point. In number theory, rank is a precise invariant. It counts independent rational points on the curve, and giving explicit points is how you substantiate a lower bound. So this isn't a hand-wavy claim. They produced verifiable data.
Why should non-specialists care? Because historically, pushing the rank of a rational elliptic curve upward has been a needle-moving achievement in pure math. The last big jump to 29 was publicized in 2024, so a claim of 30 and 31 is striking. But, and this is important, the write-up includes a standard caveat. Assuming the Birch and Swinnerton-Dyer conjecture and the generalized Riemann hypothesis, these curves have rank exactly 30 and 31 respectively. Those are canonical, long-standing conjectures in number theory used to interpret computational evidence. What matters for the claim is the verifiability of the supplied points. Independent teams can run the same checks and either confirm the linear independence results or find issues. The Reddit reaction captured the split you'll see anytime AI touches deep research. Many folks in the singularity community celebrated the demonstration as proof that AI can materially assist frontier mathematics. Others pushed back, asking how much of the creative insight came from the model versus the human collaborators. That question matters for attribution and for the sociology of math. But practically, independent verification is the community's currency. If other mathematicians can run the checks and reproduce the linear independence computation, the result stands on its own, regardless of how it was discovered.
Now connect the dots between the lab standard and the math claim. Both stories are about AI lowering friction in previously high barrier domains, the lab bench and the realm of deep, rigorous proof. Lowering friction yields faster iteration cycles, but it also forces us to rethink quality control. In the lab, that looks like access control and signed audits. In math, it looks like reproducible artifacts and independent cross-checks. Both domains will need norms and infrastructure for verifiable outputs, cryptographically signed experimental runs, metadata for datasets and models, and canonical verification scripts for published mathematical artifacts. There's a governance wrinkle that appears in both cases. The people who build the tools are not always the same people who set operational safeguards. If the standard for lab-to-model interfaces becomes de facto controlled by a handful of firms, you can get lock-in, faster experiments, but centralized oversight. Similarly, if high-impact math or scientific claims routinely come from labs driven by proprietary models and closed workflows, the wider community may struggle to validate or reproduce results. The healthy path is a hybrid. Open interfaces, mandatory attestations, and public verification artifacts so the broader scientific base can audit, reproduce, and build trust. Finally, a pragmatic point for listeners who work in labs or research groups. Start asking vendors about compatibility with hardware attestation, how they sign command logs, and whether they export reproducible proof a nonce. For researchers, insist on publication artifacts that include not just outputs, but the exact inputs, seeds, and verification scripts. Those sound like bureaucratic demands, but they are the minimal price of speed when you compress weeks into days.
If models are going to speed up discovery, the question isn't whether they can, it's which safety and reproducibility practices we put in place before acceleration becomes irreversible. This is Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.